Well, hey there, guys. Today, I'm sharing some thoughts on the problems that we seniors in the gay community face. I am also going to tell you four short story times about college wrestlers. I did originally say I was going to do three, but I ended up adding a fourth. Now, I do want to mention up front that these story times are G-rated. So if you tend to tune out story times if they are erotic in nature, today you can stay listening as there isn't even so much as a curse word in the episode today. And I have a surprise to mention as we go through today's show. And I think, in fact, you will be quite amazed. So there's a lot to unpack, so let's get going with it. I am Joey Hernandez. Thank you for joining me today. You are listening to an Older Gay Guy Show podcast.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Okay, to start us out, let me read a short article that I wrote. Problems the senior gay community faces. As the world becomes more accepting of the LGBTQ+ community, it is important to recognize that older members of the community still face unique challenges. Today, we're going to touch on just a few of these issues. Discrimination. One of the most significant challenges faced by the senior gay community is discrimination. Ageism is a significant issue for older LGBTQ+ individuals who may face negative stereotypes and assumptions about their abilities and relevance. Moreover, many older LGBTQ+ individuals have experienced discrimination throughout their lives, including workplace discrimination, familial rejection, and even physical violence. These experiences can leave lasting trauma and make it difficult for seniors to trust others or feel safe in certain environments. Isolation. Social isolation is another significant issue faced by the senior gay community. Many older LGBTQ+ individuals may be estranged from their families and may not have children or close relatives to rely on for support. Additionally, the HIV/AIDS epidemic of the 1980s and 1990s had a significant impact on the LGBTQ+ community, resulting in the loss of many partners and close friends. This sense of loss and isolation can be difficult to overcome, particularly in the absence of safe and welcoming social spaces for older LGBTQ+ individuals. Healthcare access. Access to healthcare is a significant concern for the senior gay community. Many older LGBTQ+ individuals may face unique health challenges relating to HIV/AIDS, mental health, and other issues. Moreover, they may experience barriers to accessing healthcare due to a lack of insurance or financial resources. This can lead to delayed diagnosis and treatment, which can have serious consequences for their health and well-being. In addition to these challenges, older LGBTQ+ individuals may also face discrimination and stigma from healthcare providers. This can make it difficult for them to trust medical professionals or seek out the care that they need. Financial insecurity. Financial insecurity is another significant problem faced by the senior gay community. Many older LGBTQ+ individuals may have experienced workplace discrimination in the past, which can impact their retirement savings and Social Security benefits. Additionally, LGBTQ+ seniors may be more likely to live alone or without children, which can impact their financial security in later life. This can make it difficult for them to afford basic necessities like housing, food, and health care. Raising awareness about the challenges faced by the senior gay community is an important first step. This can be done through advocacy efforts, media campaigns, and public education initiatives. Creating safe and welcoming social spaces for older LGBTQ+ individuals is also critical. This can include creating community centers, support groups, and other resources that provide opportunities for connection and support. By addressing these challenges, we can help ensure that older LGBTQ+ individuals are able to live full and fulfilling lives. Okay, so what may surprise you, or maybe it won't at all, is that I didn't write that article. Well, I wrote it, but I didn't write it. And what I mean by that is I wrote it in that I went to a new site, a new free site called ChatGPT. Now, you may have heard about it, but I think maybe most guys around my age may not have heard about it yet. ChatGPT, to which I've put a link in the show notes below, is currently a free AI or artificial intelligence that can write almost anything you need. It can write articles, stories, outlines, talking points, a book report, a presentation, greeting card sayings, personal letters, and so much more. In the case of the article I just read, I simply typed in the request box, which basically looks like a search box, and I asked, write an article about problems that the senior LGBTQ community faces, and off it went. It wrote the entire article in a matter of 15 to 30 seconds. Now, I could have mentioned a few points in my request that would steer what the AI was writing, such as write an article about problems that the senior LGBTQ community faces, such as loneliness and mental health, and it would have expanded the sections on isolation and healthcare access, specifically for mental health. So what I liked about it is it gave me the bullet points, the different areas. But what I didn't like is it's very repetitive. And I actually took out a section of the article that was just so overkill on the repetitiveness. But in each of those topics, like say isolation, the AI wrote, isolation is another problem that the senior gay community faces. And then it would say healthcare. And healthcare is another problem that the senior community faces. It's just very repetitive in each of those. So it can do a lot of things, but it is still being developed. Now, I mentioned stories. I had the AI write a few stories for me. I tried to get it to write something a bit erotic, because that tends to be the kind of thing that I write. But it absolutely refused to do so. It's like Siri. It's just like, I'm sorry, but I'm not programmed to do that. So I simply requested it to write a 500-word story about college wrestlers. And 30 seconds later, I had the following story. As the crowd roared in the packed arena, the two college wrestlers stood face to face in the center of the mat. Their eyes locked in fierce determination. The air was thick with tension as the referee signaled for the start of the match. On one side stood Jack, a junior wrestler from a small town in the Midwest. He had been wrestling since he was a child, driven by his passion for the sport and his desire to make his family proud. On the other side stood Max, a senior wrestler from the city who had worked his way up through the ranks to become one of the top wrestlers in the country. The two wrestlers circled each other warily, looking for an opening to make their move. Jack was quick and agile, darting in and out with lightning-fast jabs and takedowns. Max was more methodical, using his strength and experience to control the pace of the match. For the first few minutes, neither wrestler was able to gain a clear advantage. They exchanged blows and counterattacks, each one trying to find a weakness in the other's defense. But as the match wore on, it became clear that Jack was starting to tire. Max sensed his opportunity and pounced, grabbing Jack by the arm and flipping him onto his back. The crowd gasped as Jack struggled to break free, but it was too late. Max had him in a pin, and the referee counted him out. As the match ended, Max stood up triumphantly, his arms raised in victory. But as he looked down at Jack, he could see the disappointment and frustration etched on his opponent's face. It reminded him of the countless times he had felt the same way, after losing a hard-fought match or failing to meet his own expectations. Despite the fierce competition between them, Max felt a kinship with Jack. They were both college wrestlers, bound by a shared passion for the sport and a deep respect for its traditions. They knew what it took to succeed in the grueling world of college wrestling, and they understood the sacrifices that each had made to get to this point. As they shook hands and left the mat, Max felt a sense of camaraderie with Jack that he had never experienced before. They had both given their all in the match, pushing themselves to their limits and leaving everything on the mat. And in doing so, they had forged a bond that transcended the competition. In the days that followed, Max found himself thinking about Jack often. He wondered what it would be like to train with him, to learn from his techniques and strategies. He realized that, in a way, Jack had become his rival and his inspiration, driving him to become a better wrestler and a better person. In the end, it didn't matter who won the match. What mattered was the shared experience that Max and Jack had gone through, the sweat and blood and tears that they had shed together. They were college wrestlers, bound by a passion that few could understand, and nothing could ever change that. Okay, so I do think that story is written well, and if I wanted to, I could write some sentences to add myself within the story it created that would make it erotic if I chose to do so. Now, I would have to insert them after the AI finished the story, but overall, I did find the story too short. So I opted to request it to write a 1,000-word story. And this time I said the words detailed and descriptive about college wrestlers. The AI gave me the following story about 45 seconds later. In the world of college sports, there is perhaps no more grueling and demanding discipline than wrestling. These athletes are a unique breed, possessing not only incredible physical strength and endurance, but also an unwavering mental fortitude that is required to compete at the highest level. In this story, we will follow a group of college wrestlers as they navigate the trials and tribulations of their sport, both on and off the mat. The wrestlers in question are members of the renowned wrestling program at State University, a Division I school with a long and storied tradition of excellence in the sport. The team is coached by a gruff, no-nonsense former wrestler named Coach Johnson, who demands nothing but the best from his athletes. He has a reputation for being tough and uncompromising, but also fair and deeply committed to his wrestler's success. The team star wrestler is a junior named Alex, a tall, muscular young man with a fierce determination to win. He has been wrestling since he was a child, and his skill and expertise on the mat are unmatched. Alex is quiet and focused, always pushing himself to be better, and he is widely considered to be the best wrestler in the country in his weight class. But Alex is not alone on the team. There are a number of other talented wrestlers who are also vying for glory, including a scrappy freshman named Tom, who has quickly made a name for himself with his tenacity and quick reflexes, and a senior named Jake, who is one of the team's captains and has been a fixture on the roster for years. The season begins in earnest with a grueling training camp, during which the wrestlers are pushed to their limits, both physically and mentally. Coach Johnson is relentless, demanding nothing but the best from his charges and pushing them to their breaking point. The wrestlers are constantly drilling and practicing, working on technique and conditioning, and trying to get into the best possible shape for the upcoming matches. As the first few matches of the season approach, tensions begin to run high. The wrestlers are all intensely competitive, and there is a palpable sense of pressure and expectation in the air. Everyone wants to win, but there are only a limited number of spots on the team, and the competition is fierce. The first match of the season is a home meet against a rival school, and the atmosphere in the arena is electric. The stands are packed with fans, many of them alumni and former wrestlers themselves, all eager to see their team emerge victorious. The matches are intense and hard fought, with both teams trading blows and taking turns in the lead. But in the end, it is Alex who clinches the victory for State University, using a series of deft moves and feints to take down his opponent and secure the win. The rest of the season unfolds in a similar fashion, with the wrestlers traveling across the country to take on other top-ranked teams and battling it out on the mat. There are injuries and setbacks along the way, with some wrestlers forced to sit out matches due to illness or injury. But through it all, the team remains focused and determined, buoyed by the support of their coaches and teammates. As the season draws to a close, the wrestlers are gearing up for the conference championships, where they will compete against the top teams in their region. There is a sense of excitement and anticipation in the air, as everyone knows that this is the last chance to make a name for themselves before the national championships. The conference championships are a grueling affair, with matches stretching on for hours and the wrestlers pushing themselves to the brink of exhaustion. But State University proves to be up to the challenge, with Alex and several other wrestlers winning their weight classes and securing spots in the national championships. Okay, again, I like that one, but it finishes with a character named Alex that the AI created and named qualifying for the college championships. Now, if I was writing this story, I would want it to go on after that ending point. And so I got more specific and requested it to write a 500-word story about the college championships for wrestling with Alex as the main character. I thought this additional fictional story might fit well with the last 1,000-word story. And this is what the AI gave me. Alex had been training for the college wrestling championships for months. He had always been passionate about the sport, and he had worked hard to earn a spot on the team. The championships were just a few days away, and he was feeling confident. He had been undefeated in all his matches this season, and he was determined to keep his record clean. The championships were being held in a neighboring state, and Alex and his team had arrived the day before. They checked into their hotel and spent the day resting and preparing for the competition. Alex had gone over his moves again and again, trying to perfect his technique. The day of the competition arrived, and Alex was up early. He ate a healthy breakfast and did some light stretching to warm up. He could feel the adrenaline pumping through his veins, and he knew that he was ready. The competition was intense, and Alex had some tough opponents, but he was determined to win. In his first match, he faced a strong opponent who was known for his aggressive style, and Alex was cautious at first, but he quickly found his rhythm. He used his quick reflexes to dodge his opponent's attacks and then countered with his own moves. In the end, he won the match by a narrow margin. In his second match, he faced an opponent who was even tougher. The two of them were evenly matched, and the match went back and forth. But Alex never lost his focus. He stayed calm and composed, using his skill and technique to outmaneuver his opponent. In the end, he won the match with a decisive move that left his opponent stunned. Alex was now in the finals, and he was up against the defending champion. This was the match he had been waiting for. He had watched footage of the champion's matches, studying his moves and trying to anticipate his every move. The match started, and Alex and the defending champion circled each other warily. They traded blows, each one trying to gain an advantage. Alex knew he couldn't afford to make a mistake. He had to stay focused and keep his opponent guessing. The match was intense, with both wrestlers giving it their all. But in the end, it was Alex who emerged victorious. He had used a combination of speed and technique to catch his opponent off guard, and he had pinned him down for the count. Alex had done it. He had won the college wrestling championships. He was elated, and he could feel the excitement coursing through his veins. He had worked hard for this moment, and he had earned it. After the match, Alex was surrounded by his teammates and coaches. They congratulated him on his win, and they all celebrated together. Alex knew that he owed a lot to his team. They had supported him throughout his training, and they had helped him to become the champion he was today. As he left the arena, Alex couldn't help but feel proud of himself. He had accomplished something he had always dreamed of, and he had done it through hard work and dedication. He knew that this was just the beginning, and that there were many more challenges and victories ahead of him. But for now, he was content to bask in the glory of his win, knowing that he had achieved something truly remarkable. It's very repetitive. It's very similar to the previous stories. It tends to not really, I think, understand wrestling. I guess I can't really expect it to, but it used some terminology that you would just never see in a description of wrestling. But lastly, I wanted to test to see how explicit the details could become if I requested it correctly. So I requested the AI to write a detailed story taking place in a college wrestling locker room. The following was what the AI gave me. This is the first story where there's actual dialogue between two of the characters. And to be honest with you, this reminded me an awful lot of a scene that would have come out of Northridge High football camp. As the final whistle blew, the wrestling team at Eastside College let out a collective cheer. They had just won the state championship, and the locker room was alive with excitement. The smell of sweat and stale socks filled the air as the team entered the locker room, slapping each other on the back and high-fiving. They had worked hard for this victory, and it showed. Amidst the chaos, a young freshman named Jake sat quietly on the bench, staring down at his shoes. He had just lost his final match, and his disappointment was palpable. But Jake's teammate, a senior named Mike, could sense his disappointment. Mike had been in Jake's shoes once, and he knew exactly what he needed to do. "Hey, Jake," Mike said, putting a hand on his shoulder. "Don't beat yourself up over this. You did great out there." Jake looked up, surprised by the encouragement. I did? He asked, unsure. "Absolutely," Mike said, smiling. "You showed a lot of heart out there. You just need a little more experience, that's all." Jake nodded, a smile creeping onto his face. It felt good to have someone on his side. As the team began to pack up their gear, Mike pulled Jake aside. "Listen, I know losing can be tough," Mike said, "but it's all part of the game. You'll get 'em next time." Jake nodded, grateful for the advice. He had a lot to learn, but he was determined to improve. As the team filed out of the locker room, Mike lingered behind to help Jake gather his things. "You know," Mike said, "I was in your shoes once. I lost my final match as a freshman, too. But look at me now, a state champion in my senior year." Jake looked up at Mike, impressed. "Really?" he asked. "Really," Mike said, smiling. "You've got a lot of potential, kid. Just keep working hard and you'll get there." With that, Mike slapped Jake on the back and headed out of the locker room. Jake watched him go, feeling inspired and motivated. As he gathered his gear and headed out the door, Jake knew that he had a lot of work to do. But with the support of his teammates, he felt he could accomplish anything. Just before Jake pushed the door open, he realized that he was next to Mike's locker. He had forgotten his sweaty jock. It carelessly tossed on the floor. Jake picked it up, placing it against his nose and taking a deep whiff. He felt his hog hardening as he tucked Mike's jock into his gym bag and exited the locker room. Oh my God, no, wait, I'm sorry. Oh, that ending. That's my ending. Yeah, clean story. Yeah. But anyways, how about all that, huh? Pretty amazing. Now, I doubt that I would actually use the AI to write fiction for me that I wanted to publish. There will still be many challenges to actually who owns the rights to the writing. Right now, I think we could say that we do own what we request to be written, but I'm sure further down the road, the company would not want people writing entire books or even professional articles for print without the company at least owning some of the money-making writing. Think of it like if you're a staff writer at a newspaper and you wrote an article on the company's equipment and during work hours, you, the author, probably don't own that article. It is automatically the possession of the newspaper, whether they choose to publish it or not. I do think that school is going to be very interesting in the next decade because more and more AIs will be created and the lines will blur between what the student personally writes and what the AIs write for the student. In desperation in high school, I used to write some papers using encyclopedias. And what I would do, it always seemed to work, is I would use the first sentence and the last sentence of each paragraph about a particular subject. I never got in trouble for it, but it was definitely plagiarism. But with these new tools, kids are just going to be able to have an AI do all the work for them. at least where papers and presentations are concerned. So maybe give ChatGPT a try. You can sign up for free currently, although you do have to use your name, email, and phone number to register, and I'm not sure if they verify it or not. I think they verified my email, though. I'm not sure. On the free plan, you can write as much as you want, but the site can be quite busy these days as it's brand new and everyone is wanting to try it. So sometimes it will give you an error. If it does that, I find the best thing to do is to exit the application, then go back in and request your document again. The paid plan currently allows you to have more access during busy times. I'm not sure what else the paid plan gives you, but right now, to be honest, I wouldn't bother signing up for a paid plan. It's totally unnecessary at this time. I hope you found all this interesting and fun. It's a great tool. At least until the AI takes over and speaks completely for you without your consent, while having you locked away in a room that has a lock that only the AI can control? That's a joke, kind of. I'll be back soon with another show. Thanks everyone for listening, and please do consider subscribing to the podcast. I would love to have you as a regular listener. Meanwhile, take care, guys. And bye for now.